My friend, maybe you're going through a day of trouble, but I want to say this, that the Lord is the answer. He is deliverance. He is healing. He is salvation. And He is the one that can speak to you in the midst of your storm and can bring the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So my friend, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up, but look up to the hills from whence your help comes from. It comes from the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's great to be with you here today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Psalms. That's right, Psalm 77, a psalm of Asaph. And he says in verse 1, I cried out to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me in the day of my trouble. Boy, have you ever been there? Have you ever had troubles in your life? Well, that Asaph is having troubles. He said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. Maybe you know exactly what that feels like. Maybe right now you find yourself in a trial, a distress, a difficulty. You don't know how you're going to get through it. But you know what? God is faithful. And I pray that we will do the same thing in our day of trouble that Asaph did, and that is cry out to the Lord. That's what verse 1 says, I cried out to God with my voice. So he has a very troubled heart. And so what does he do? But he turns to the Lord. Have you ever been there? Yes, I have many times in my life. Coming to God is not a hopeless last ditch effort, but he's the only hope that we have. He is the answer. But the problem with many of us today is we look to people or things more than we look to God himself. And I can say that I'm guilty of this too many times, but God is teaching me, God is showing me to learn, to cry out to him, to trust in him, to call upon the name of the Lord. I like what Psalm 46 says, verse 1, God is our refuge. That's like a place of safety. A refuge is like a foxhole. Amen. You just a place of safety. It's like a harbor for a ship. Maybe a ship is out on the open seas and the wind and the waves are crashing against the boat. But when it comes into that harbor, it is a place of refuge. It is a place of safety. What can I say? That God is our place of safety. God is our foxhole. He's the one that helps us, protects us. He's the one that will guide us. He will be with us. So God is our refuge and strength. And then what? A very present help in trouble. So therefore, what can we do? If he's a present help, that means we can call upon his name and God will be there presently. Therefore, we will not fear even though the earth be removed. You know, my friend, I want to encourage you today that regardless of what you see or what you feel, you trust in the name of the Lord. God will strengthen you and God will help you. Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. To look up to the hills means you're looking up. You're not looking down. You're not looking down at your circumstance. You're not looking down at your situation. But what are you doing? You're looking up towards heaven. You're looking up towards the Lord. He is the one that can help us. He's the one that can strengthen us. Praise the name of Jesus. I guess what I'm saying here is that the Lord is the answer. He is deliverance. He is healing. He is salvation. And he is the one who can speak to you in your storm as God did in the boat with the disciples as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee. All of a sudden, the winds kicked up. The waves began crashing against the boat, filling up with water. Jesus is there, right there in the boat. And they woke him up and said, Jesus, don't you care that we're perishing? Well, I can promise you, my friend, Jesus did care. And he spoke to the storm. And immediately the wind ceased and the waves were calm. My friend, God can speak to your heart. He can speak to your situation. He can speak to your circumstance and your storm. And he can give you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.